Hey, need a ride? I said, do you need a ride? Come on, get in. What are you doing walking in the rain? Are you trying to catch a cold? My mom would never let me walk to school in this weather. She's kind of a hypochondriac, though. Well, you're lucky I happen to be taking this route today. My friend, Erin, couldn't get a ride, so I'm picking her up. I didn't know you live on her street. Right, how would I? Are you cold? You've got to be freezing. Here, wear my jacket. At least until we get to school. You're gonna have to help me out of it, though. I'll pull on this sleeve. Thank you. Better? So, too good for the bus, huh? I feel you. Honestly, I'd rather skip school than ride the bus. Too loud and crowded, and the bus driver gives me the creeps. What's his name again? Right. Plus, the bus doesn't have an aux cord. Speaking of, can you plug in my phone? Okay, now, go to Spotify. Oh, password is 1208. My dog's birthday. Okay, now, open Spotify and go to my playlists. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. And click on Miss Frizzle. And then just shuffle it, I guess. Okay, here we are. Let me text her to let her know I'm here. And sent. You've met Erin, right? Well, at the very least, you know of Erin. She's only the most popular girl in school. Oh, here she comes. Hey.
Hey.
Wow, you dressed for school or the Arctic?
Funny. The weather forecast said it's supposed to storm this afternoon.
Well, don't panic. I'll get the Ark, you get the animals.
Who's this?
Hitchhiker.
What?
He's literally in like half our glasses. Come on, Erin, just get in the car.
Sorry, I'm bad with faces. But yes, you do look very familiar. Have you in chemistry, right? Good to see you again. And nice jacket.
Hey, don't make fun.
What? Bink suits you very nicely.
He was cold, so I gave him my jacket.
You're a true gentleman.
I do what I can.
Can we turn off the music?
I thought you liked my music.
I do, but it's distracting.
Distracting from what?
I'm trying to go over my flashcards in my head. I have an AP history quiz this morning, remember?
Oh, yes. You feel ready?
Not even close. That's why I need to go over my flashcards in my head.
She has a photographic memory. That's how she can visualize her flashcards or whatever. And how she's acing all her classes.
I just study hard. Anyone can get good grades if they're willing to put in the effort.
Yes, ma'am.
How are things with you? Have you been studying for the chemistry midterm? Maybe we should get a study group or something. Could be fun.
Am I supposed to take a left here?
Yeah.
Forget the study group. That's kind of lame. What you should do is come to Raven's party on Saturday.
That's a great idea. You should come.
Consider this a formal invitation.
Although this Saturday is like a terrible time for a party, with midterms coming up.
That's exactly why it's the perfect time for a party. You'll drive yourself insane if you isolate yourself in your room with your flashcards all weekend.
I won't be isolating myself. James and I are studying together.
Studying. Yeah, okay.
Shut up.
Hey, are you in a relationship? Good man. Dating in high school is a terrible idea.
No, it's not.
About 80% of the time, it's a terrible idea. Don't date until you're in college. And even in college, it's like 40% of the time a terrible idea.
Such a pessimist.
I'm a realist.
But really, what's the story here? I didn't know you two carpooled together.
We don't, until now. This lunatic was walking to school in the pouring rain, so I pulled up and told him to get in the car.
You poor thing. You could have caught a cold.
That's what I said. Good thing I came to your rescue, huh? Great, it's making that noise again. I need a new car.
And that's why you shouldn't purchase vehicles on Craigslist.
How was I supposed to know the guy would scam me?
That's exactly my point.
Hey, can you tie my shoe?
He's not your slave.
Of course not. If anything, I'm the slave, chaperoning you two around. I need my shoe tied.
You're driving.
Hence why I can't tie my shoe.
I mean, you need to be able to reach the gas and brake.
Which is exactly why I have 2 feet.
Okay, next time you and I are walking.
Hey. Thank you, kind sir.
I don't get why you didn't just buy new shoes already. They come untied like every 5 minutes. You can barely walk in them. You sure as hell can't run in them.
I don't need to be able to run. The only scenario in which I would need to be able to run is if I were being chased by a serial killer. We don't all run track, Erin. Yeah, she's on track.
You should join. You should try out for track.
You should not try out for track.
Why not?
Because Coach Martin is scary as hell.
No, he isn't.
Speaking of serial killers, he looks exactly like Hannibal Lecter. Hey, doesn't Coach Martin look like Hannibal Lecter? Ha, see?
Okay, maybe a little bit?
And we've arrived. Everyone in one piece?
Barely.
My driving isn't that bad.
Oh, it's that bad. Hey, listen. You should have lunch with us. Sit at our table. We'll save you a seat.
Yeah, sit with us. I'll even share half my sandwich.
You can't say no to that. Well, I gotta get to class. Bye, guys. Thanks for the ride. And it was good seeing you. We'll see about starting that study group or something.
Bye. I can drive you home if you want. Sure, anytime. Well, I should probably hustle to class too. I have a group presentation, and I know for a fact I'm gonna get yelled at if I don't get there early like we discussed. I guess I'll take my jacket back now. Sure, no problem. She has a boyfriend, you know. Erin. She's dating the football quarterback, James Fielder. I just figured I should tell you. I don't want you to waste your time or anything. It's kinda obvious. You were staring at her pretty hard. Well, I should go. Oh, and it's ham and Swiss. The sandwich? It's ham and Swiss. See you at lunch.